Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? Time for a radio show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves to the arts. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web, via phone. We thank you for just, first and foremost, being patient with us because we had a few technical difficulties, but we are on, we're ready, we got to rock. And I'm just go ahead and slide on into what y'all know and what we know best. Let's go ahead and get it.
Yo. Yeah. Testing. Mic check. Testing. 1, 2. 1, 2. Yo,
this
thing gone.
Triple X.
Yo.
Gotta get my levels up. Bass loud, man, somebody turn the troubles up. You say you're flowing, but the ground ain't wet enough. Sleeping on who? But you still ain't getting up. I'd rather live it than speak it loose off the top, cause it's leaking. It never stops, cause it's bleeping. I know the levels are peaking, but they can't hear what I say. Go ahead and replay, and then relay your message for another day. Man, I'm trying to multiply two negatives. Get it charged up, just to get a representative. Two wrongs don't make a right, really is. But we'll multiply two negatives, make a positive. Taking on the school still, working on a new deal. Unloving life. Say it twice, but I need a will. Yeah. Put it down on a paper, write songs. Dang, I gotta say it again. A mic wasn't on.
Man, I don't think they hear me, y'all.
Don't hear me,
y'all. Ain't loud enough. Please come near me, y'all.
Hear me, y'all.
The sad thing is, you'll probably only see the message in the video. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Is the thing on mic check? 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
They don't hear me, yo. Mic check.
What's up, MC?
Huh?
Master of the ceremony.
Oh.
Move the crowd. Rock him, God MC. R-A-P.
Rap.
H-I-P.
Yeah.
H-O-P.
Ha.
Ill will. Yeah, that's me.
Spell it out.
So they can see it but never believe it. Blaming on the service, not a message they never receive it. Way over there, cause my voice ain't strong enough.
Yo. I come to you, but it's cord ain't long enough.
Turn me up another notch, please. Not kinda cock B. The other way, please stop G. Before I drop the mic and start fool around. Everybody wave your hands and moving the crowd. Moving the crowd. Moving the crowd. Wave your hands in the air for moving the crowd. They ain't looking, so I know they ain't listening. This is thing on me, I must be whispering.
Man, I don't think they hear me, y'all.
Hear me,
y'all. Ain't loud enough. Please come near me, y'all.
Hear me, y'all.
The sad thing is, you'll probably only see the message in the video. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Is the thing on mic check? 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
They don't hear me, yo. Mic check. 1, 2.
I'm just trying to get my shine on. See, I'm just trying to get my shine on. I'm just trying to get my shine on. See, I'm just trying to get my shine on.
go.
Tryna get back to this grind, tryna get back every single time. Tryna get back to this flow. Ill nation, but they don't hear me though. Tryna get back to this grind, tryna get back every single time.
Yeah.
Tryna get back to this flow. Ill nation, but they don't hear me though.
If you don't learn one thing, please learn this.
Learn some.
Ill with the illest, and I run this.
Run some.
Talking about the path that I'm going on in my three strikes, rapping hard.
Yeah, I'm going strong.
Some people do it for the likes. Where you like that?
Where you like
some
that?
People knock it out the park, bring it right back. I don't compete like that. See, I got something to say. I grab the mic and give my check.
Man, I don't think they hear me, y'all. Hear me,
if
y'all.
If ain't loud enough, please come near me, y'all.
Hear me, y'all.
The sad thing is, you'll probably only see the message in the video. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two.
Is this thing on mic check?
One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two.
They don't hear me, yo. Mic check.
One, two.
See, after last week, I was all excited about the preacher and the dope fiend. But releasing it publicly, it revealed something to me that I've never seen. It really made me think about all the things that I did in my past. I thought about all the dirt that I did and all the fix that they had. And what did I do? Yeah, y'all know, I used to sell drugs. But I got a little deeper in the game than that. I was more like a straight-up thug. From city to city and from state to state, I was steady chasing that paper. And if I couldn't get it from selling drugs, I just pulled me a caper. See, it was all about my money. Nothing else. It didn't matter. Do whatever you want, dummy. As long as my pockets was getting fatter. I didn't care who you were, or none of your responsibilities that you had. I took your wit, your food stamps, your cash, as long as you just sweetened up my bag. I didn't care if your lights were cut off, or your rent was due, or your food was no food in the refrigerator. I sold dope to a pregnant lady, and yo, she just had to worry about that later. And for years, that was my mentality, y'all, as I ran the entire East Coast. I was leading my own folks astray. But back home, that's where I did it the most. And that's where it hit me. I mean, it hit me very close to home. Somebody was doing the exact same thing that I was doing. But to me, that was wrong. See, you can't sell that stuff in my family. You must have lost your mind. And just like that, y'all, I quit. I left the game behind. So I thought. Well, social media is booming, y'all. Facebook hooking me up with all my old friends. So I sent them a letter in the inbox. I was like, yo, how have you been? They said, yo, Carlos, I'm just getting out of rehab, trying to regain custody of my kids. Another friend was like, I'm out on parole, man. I just did a 9-year bid. And I just found out that Pookie, the young boy that used to make all the runs for me, his mama said he got caught back in 2008. He won't be coming home until 2023. Another young lady that I knew. Back in the day, she was a real sexy lady. But she got hooked on drugs, y'all. Now she the mother of three crack babies. I can only imagine how many went to prison. And even worse, ended up in their graves. This is why I had to change the way that I was living. Look at the damage I did back in the days. Now, even though that I've changed, y'all, later, and I'm still seeing the effects, that's why God put me back in the game. And I got to see if I can clean up this mess. So if anybody need an ear, or maybe just some encouraging words, remember, this is not another story. This is the truth, not just something that I heard.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, Speak the word and you will be healed. Speak of yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Oh, 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 oh. Sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. Depression is all around. Oh, but God is present help. When the enemy created walls, but remember giants, they do fall. Speak up yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Faith is to believe. To believe is to know that the impossible is possible. It's not to discover what's visual to the natural eye. That we can all see openly, but rather acknowledge the faith working in you, which brings into reality the reflections of hope, things unseen, unspoken, and unheard of. It isn't faith if you can see it. Believe it.
Be let alone, to accept without question, or to reject in solitude. Dependence versus independence, and fulfillment against unmet need. Decisions about submission. My dreams are active, my fantasies are heavy. Desire burns as bright as a flame. Choices to grow. Narrow as I weigh emotional practicality with foolish impulse until one emerges. Who will remove all hesitation from the decision to love without reservation? You see, love is what you make it. For me, I was gone when you stepped around that corner and our eyes met.
I know you looking down, looking at me now, hold a permanent frown. It was more that you wanted, but life became my opponent. Just wish you were around, wishes I never found. Feet cement the ground, I get it though. What you put out, you catch feelings for. How can I cope if my heart is broke? Thinking I'm broke cause I could bridge a flow. Connect meanings like season, I'm leaving till November. Be back by dinner, don't think they'll notice, think it'll add ease. Tease me cause my heart is weak, they use the devil against me. Devil comes in forms we can't see, sneaking the heart to the comfortable. So I never sleep, love is inevitable. So I'll be back this week, back to the pain and stay surface. When I see your faces, when I see hurting, I'm more certain it's you. Expectation, inspiration for my lyrical Get to amazing from hell's basement. Lajima, we made it. We were craving much success from aging in all distress, aiding all this pain, escorting all this pain to the far left. Lord rep, reputation of hard-headedness. Dying need a hard medicine. Wasn't ready for hard living. Without forgiveness, it's hard leverage over my God body and sin repetitive. With no end, then seeing heaven yet. Not forgetting if I leave, you'll be very sick. Cough up a long, sing a song, I'm not feeling it. Work out in songs in my palms, it's my gift. Here's what God is here. And if you decide to drop it this time, bury this off. Love is a drug, love changes. Love is a love if it's painless. Learning the hard way from being angry, getting aggy. Probably the lack of daddy. Maybe the lack didn't back me, just drag me. Across the plains, what was plain had flavor. Mama had it hard, but it made her. I didn't have it made, but it could change up. Laughing at the sky like you just got your weight up. Discover the path for what's written on paper. Even dreams take detours to get papers. Aiming at the sky with my feet up. Thinking all the skill, cause she lacked what's real. She looked for comfort with no heart to heal. Guess I'll ill it from here. They can't kill me from near. Only thing that I fear, I'm still in possession of the heart I kept tracking. Kept it next to me, kept tracking me. Only thing I'm moving on is my coach.
What's up, everybody? I hope you guys enjoyed the first round of Lyrical Cypher. I know that I did, and I hope it woke you up a little bit, got you ready to rock out with us. First round of Lyrical Cypher for everybody. Feel free to give a shout-out. I will also shout you out just to give you paying homage to everybody who's listening via phone, via web. Big shout-out to the Boom Boom Room. Big shout-out to 242 Bahamas. And to all of you for taking time out on your Tuesday to rock out with us. So, without further ado, let's get it. So, I see I got Miss Nikki on the line. What's up, Nikki?
Hey, China, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
I'm good. Full, but I'm good.
All right, now ain't no wrong with being full.
That's right. How's the week going?
It's going pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah,
I can't complain. Yeah, we both too.
How about yours?
It's good, actually. Trying to stay out this heat.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, sugar melt.
Oh, I'm scared of that. Is your sugar pink?
Pink sugar. Sugar.
That oil is off the chain, I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
What you got for us tonight, girl?
Okay. This one's called Love's True Meaning. And here goes. Love is not a cute little emoji. Love is real. I love you means that I accept you for the person that you are and that I do not wish to change you into someone else. It means that I will love you and stand by you even through the worst of times. It means loving you, you're in a bad mood or too tired to do the things that I want to do. It means loving you when you're down, not just when you're fun to be around. I love you means that I know your deepest secrets. I love you means that I know your deepest secrets, and I do not judge you for them. I love you is not the same as I really like you. Like, I really like you. Like, it has to do with how I feel for you at the moment. Love has to do with how I feel about you, period. Only say it if you mean it. Be on your grown man-ish. I love you. That's it.
I'm scared of that ish. Get it, girl. I can't mess with you.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Keep doing what you're doing, lady. I see your growth, and you're doing a daggone thing. So just keep doing what you're doing, Nikki. Stay on the line, and I'll be bringing you back and be ready.
Okay.
I got you, girl.
I'm here.
All right, everybody, that was Nikki in the building. All right, I got another call on the line. I got a 323 on the line. What's up? This is China. 323 on the line. What's up? This is China. Can you hear
me? What's up? This is Ty. Yeah, I hear you. I was making sure I was on 323.
Yeah. What you got for us tonight, Ty?
Well, I don't got nothing for you tonight. I was just calling in, listening in.
That's what's up. We appreciate your support, most definitely. Well,
yeah.
Please stay on the line and enjoy the show.
Okay.
All right. Just want to give a big shout out to Miss Green County in the building, lady. I saw you on the line. Just want to say hello.
Hey, Tana. How you doing tonight?
Doing great. How about you?
Doing good.
That's what's up. Well, please continue to enjoy the show.
All right.
And I got one more call I want to call out before we move on to our next round. I got Mr. Carlos in the building. What's up, Carlos?
I'm here, China. I'm okay.
That's
Yo,
what's
and I see Ty. That was Ty that called in. I met him earlier today, Ty.
You did?
China. I met Ty earlier today. And this man sat down in my front yard, man. And
wow.
We talked. We sat down and we talked for about an hour. And I swear, China, I just told him, I was like, yo, man, just listen to the show tonight. I ain't even going to go into our conversation.
Right.
I was like, man, just check it out. Just listen to it. And it's an inspirational thing. And he feel it. It made me feel good that he even took the time to call. You know what I mean? So. Thanks for
calling, Ty. Let me get him on the line real quick so you can go ahead and shout him out. What's up, Ty?
What's up with you?
Yeah,
right,
Ty, I'm glad
Carlos
you called,
right,
man.
I'm
glad you called. It's just the beginning.
Yeah, but I just caught it right now. I looked at the time and just called in. I actually tried to get it in on Aztecs, but it wouldn't go through.
We'll make sure we'll get you all that. China, you hear that?
Oh, yeah, I got you. Yeah, earlier I had some technical difficulties at 9 o'clock, but we got on at 9:05, so we good. We straight now.
All right. That's 6:05 will
okay.
be in.
Oh, okay.
All
got
right, China,
you,
look.
Got you.
Well, I got
right,
another
y'all.
One I'm going to share later. Yeah,
okay.
I got another one I'm going to share with you later, but I got a little short one right now, man. And
that's what's up.
They know who it's for. Y'all just listen to this one right quick. I say, if this world was mine, then my story wouldn't be hard for you to believe. It's like I would be known as Adam, and I guess you would be my Eve. And this world is ours, and there's nothing that we can't achieve. And as long as we're searching for righteousness, then that's what we shall receive. See, now the serpent going to come with all kinds of fruit, and it's going to come more than one time. But with God as my guide, and it'll be up to me to decide, I know that you will always be mine. See, if this world was mine, we would have if this world were mine, we would have no struggles in life or nothing or no stress or worry about none of the stress that life brings. We would live a life of luxury every day in paradise. You would never have to worry about a thing as long as you remain in my life. So really what I'm saying is no matter what doors you open and no matter what you may find, know that this world is all yours and not just mine. That's all.
Dang! You better get it. And the only thing I can think about was that song, If This World Was Mine.
That's what it was. I'm a, this will be a track in a little while.
Yeah, that's hot, man. That... Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm going to make that into a track in a little bit. And it speaks for itself. They know who they are.
All right.
Hi, y'all. Enjoy
How
the
you
show.
Doing, kisses? All right, now. All right, everybody. It was Carlos in the building. All right, and look, what we're going to do tonight is I'm going to go ahead and slide on into the next round of Lyrical Cypher. I hope you guys just listen to the lyrics. Like, one of the reasons why I named it the Lyrical Cypher, because we can all cipher our lyrics, whether it's poetry, it's music, it's singing, you know what I'm saying, whatever it is. And a lot of people don't even know that when you're writing music, when you're writing raps, like rap is an acronym. It means rhythm and poetry. So you're writing poetry, but I hear a lot of people say, I don't like poetry, but you write it all the time when you write music. When you're listening to music, it's just somebody put a beat with it. You know, when you're writing a song, 16 lines of stanza, 16 bars, same thing with your chorus, your hook, same thing. So a lot of people don't know that, but I just like to, you know, as I grow and I learn, I like to give to you. And like I said, if I say something, you know, like every now and then I'm going to drop some jewels to you. You know, different things that as I grow, as I go and I grow, I try to give to you. If you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. And I say that all the time because everybody has their own truth. There's the truth. There's your truth. There's my truth. So I think collectively we can come together and share our truths and keep it popping. You know, but a lot of people are like, you know, We meet crabs in the barrels, but all we can do is pray for them. Don't get mad with them. It's cool. You know, people are who they are. They have to learn their own way. But just continue to just, like, share, if you can, you know, what you have, your knowledge, your wisdom, your understanding, and be open to receive some knowledge, some wisdom, and some understanding as well. So I'm always open to receive. So if you got some knowledge, spit that to me so I can hear your truth. And that's what we do here. We cipher in on every capacity, whether it's ciphering with inspiration, your gift, whatever. That's what we do. And hopefully that helps somebody tonight. And I do apologize for the raspy voice tonight. Just let you know, I actually had an allergic reaction to some onions. I'm allergic to onions. And, yeah, it was not good. But I'm better now. So for anybody who's like, why is China's voice like that? Now, I'm not sleepy. I'm awoke now, but just I had to get together, and Benadryl knocked me out. So that's just my disclaimer for my raspy voice tonight. So anyway, let's get it.
I reached the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts. The cigarette still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me. I'm loving me. Constantly. I love everywhere I've been. I love everything I've done. I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells. And I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back. Possibly because I love every man that's black. From the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack. Cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time. Whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime. Or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision. I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye. That's when I'm standing in the mirror. And the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you're trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I drop my pride and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for retention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for retention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for retention. Pretty hot and tempting.
Tip of my tongue, it's Bacardi and rum. She be looking like she cooking when she under the sun. Got a body like a goddess, apple bottom on Ducati. Shorty is the hottest thing to walk up in the party. Rocking the club, popping bottles above. Got the kinky making freak me up, the shocker with love. In bikini up with thong, smoking cheech up in the bomb. They greet me when they see me, once I freak them, then I'm gone.
Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for retention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for retention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for retention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for retention.
These are my confessions, make me wanna like I'm Usher. Pretty like I'm Ricky, pleasure pee and put them under. And over my shoulder, attention, my soldier. You have become the potential beholder. Beauty and grace, got your booty and lace. Just hold up, wait, no more debate. Can't forget to mention, she look like she's three dimensions. 36, 24, 36 perfection.
Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for retention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for retention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for retention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for retention.
Slipping and I'm sliding, steering, gripping and I'm riding. Driving through the telly, making numerous deposits. You can be my lady, going D'Angelo crazy. Even have my baby, the genetics are amazing. And blazing like Cajun, with sexy persuasion. Loving contagion, like a quarantine agent. The angel above, delicate as a dove. And you know we have it all, live it up and just ball.
Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for retention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for retention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for retention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for retention.
My worth to me is more than what you see, more than what it may mean to you, but it is everything to me. You see, the picture that I pose is not all MAC makeup and lip gloss. It is heart and soul and sweat and tears. My worth is priceless, can't you see? I'm a child of the Most High. My eyes have shed his last tear. I've cried my last cry over you, and here's why. My father told me, my child, I will relieve you of all that ails you, what harms you, what pains you, and what means you no earthly good. But you have to do one thing for me. I said, what is that, father? He said, you have to let go and let me handle it. That's the thing, father. I can't do that. I don't know how to let go of what I love and what I cherish and what I long for. My father said, my child, what is meant will be. And if it don't fit, don't force it. Just relax and let it go. So I asked, what is my worth to you? I pencil X's O in my notebook. Yes, boy, I hooked all over you. Although you're gone, I want to know, when can I see you again? God only knows my heart, so hopefully this is the right choice. I pray every night that he will show me the right sign, that will say that you will be mine, But again, I ask, do you know my worth? Only time will tell. When will I see you again?
Becoming more perceptive. Realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasin slid in there. He said, "It's been a while since I've seen you here." The salamander said, "Listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors." The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen, the sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice. His body stretched, he grew arms and legs. His tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled, until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. I'm going to go ahead and slide right back into the next round of open mic. If you feel inspired to get on a mic, please let me know. Shoot me a message in my inbox. So that Robert says that is my government name. That's C-L-E-V as in Valentine, E-T-T-E, Roberts. Give me up in my inbox. And I'm also going to open our chat line, too, for I'm going to start doing that next week. For the Lyrical Cypher, so you can chat with me on Blog Talk, and we can chat back and forth. So if you're hearing something you like, let me know. I'll give a shout out to the artist. Also, I just want to give a big shout out to First Amendment Open Mic, the Four Horsemen, who were up here last week. They did a phenomenal job featuring, letting us know what they got going on, and I appreciate listening to other people's vision and your dreams and making those things come to pass. It is not easy. You will fail. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I've fallen 1,000 times. I've been doing illusions for 9 years now, and it is not easy, but it is worth it because it's my baby. It's my dream, and I have more to go. I'm not even done yet. This is just the tip of the iceberg. I haven't even got on the iceberg yet. So I would encourage you guys. I'm an encourager all the time. Keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming. And just remember, you are only in competition with the old you. No one else is your competition. And so tonight, I'm going to be talking about that tonight, about competition. You only remember that. You're not in competition with other people around you. You are only in competition with the old you to be a better version of yourself. And so I'll be constantly pushing you, that life coach in me, that substance abuse counselor in me, just that good friend in me, like just trying to be a good friend the best way I know how, and a supporter. I want to push you to be the best you know how to be. So that's what we're going to be doing, and I'm going to continue to do that. For as long as God allows me to, and I'm going to keep doing what I need to do. All right, so I'm going to actually open the open mic lines for Mr. DMX of Poetry. What's up, Carlo?
What's up, baby girl? Here we go. Hey, man, we all got questions, right? It's like, a million questions. A bunch of questions. Questions about everything. And that's where I got this from. It's called The Question Is. And here you go. So what are you going to do? What are you going to say when you stand before God on Judgment Day? Which life are you going to live? Which path are you going to take? Who really matters to you? What decisions are you going to make? Are you going to do what's right? Are you going to reach your goals? Are you going to live a life of righteousness and maybe touch a few souls? Or will you say you don't care? Your only concern is yourself. And all the stuff that the others are crying about, the only thing you're worried about is your wealth. What if you make it big? Money is no longer an issue. And what if while you was out making all of this money, your kids call you and tell you that they miss you? What if you make a bad decision, even though it was a few years ago, and now that you come to your senses, you choose not to deal with it anymore? What if you decide to move on and no longer sitting still? And as soon as you start moving, you find yourself spinning wheels. How do you feel that you already knew this for yourself? Yeah, you feel kind of dumb. How was you gonna call yourself a baller, but yet you've been living like a bum? So how you gonna blame the next person for all the choices that you've made? How do you expect things to change if you don't change your ways? When will you stand up and accept your responsibility? And even if it is a load, just apply your best ability. When will you realize that God won't put no more on you than you can bear? No matter what you're going through, don't you know that he'll always be there? Why can't we all just see that we just won't lose? But the reasons we are behind is from the choices that we choose. Why do we choose to be misled? Why can't we unite? Why come the only thing that people think that we can do is fight? That's each other, that is. What if I got to ask the question that was on your mind? Are you going to address it, or are you just going to leave it behind? Are you going to address the issue and try to solve your problems, or are you just going to fall back and let karma resolve them? Y'all, don't get me twisted. We got questions and issues in life, but the only way that we can fix it is to acknowledge it, address it, and do what's right. See, through age, God gave us wisdom, so over time, it will continue to come. So look at where you are and what you're doing. The question is, are you wise or are you dumb?
Uh-oh, I can dig it.
The question is,
all right now.
I don't know. Mm-mm. If I missed your question, y'all can just ask yourself.
Exactly. That was hot. I like the way you were doing that, and it gave you a lot to think about.
Well, that's what it was for, I guess. That's what I was trying to do. I mean, I know I got my own questions, and that was just some of them, and everybody got their own questions. But it's going to be up to you. It's going to be up to yourself. I mean, so just ask yourself. I guess that's what it was.
Well, it was hot, man. I loved it.
All right.
Keep,
and speak on it.
Okay, keep doing what you do. You said speak on it. Oh, shoot. Oh, speak on as far as the question. Oh, yeah.
It was all questions.
Uh-huh, go ahead. What was you about to say?
No, you go ahead. I didn't know what to say.
No,
I just said it all,
okay,
questions.
Got you.
I didn't.
But you know what? I was thinking about when you were talking about questions. Like when you were asking yourself these questions, and those are some deep questions. Those are things that you got to think outside your own box. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Because with questions, I feel like with questions, you have to be open-minded enough to think outside of your own truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're willing to know more about something other than yourself because your way is not working. You know, it's kind of like, you see what I'm saying? You know, I wonder about blah, 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 like different questions. Like, give me one of your questions.
Any question.
That's something random.
A random question?
Yeah, like one of the random questions that you got on here.
Let me read. The first question I asked. Which path are you going to take? Like, which path are you going to take? Are you going to choose to go to church every week and be there and try to live the Christian life, or are you going to be the drug dealer that I've always been? Which path are you going to take?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Are you going to be a pimp and keep running the streets dealing with all the women that I've, you know what I'm saying? Or are you going to settle down and get married because you got a good one right here? Which choices are you going to make? Are you going,
right.
You know what I mean? All that, you know what I mean?
Yes. Exactly. Okay. I'm sorry. Like, I just want to expound on what you just said. All right, so with those questions, do you see how deep that is? Because that means you got to do some soul searching. Every question requires mm-hmm. soul searching. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because, and the only thing about it is, you said something powerful in the piece, and I remember what you said. When you make these decisions, like once you make this, like you answer this question, like which road am I going to take? Am I going to go back to doing what I used to do? And, you know, we talked about stuff like this on the show, off the
mm-hmm.
show. It's like, am I going to go back to the way I used to do things, or am I going to do things this way? And the only thing about it is that comfort zone is crazy, because you get in your comfort zone of thinking this way, this is the better way, because you know how to do it. But I realize that's the biggest trap ever, because faith requires you to be outside of your comfort zone always, and trusting and believing that this thing will come to pass, and speaking it into existence no matter what comes your way. You feel me? So it's
wow.
like, when you make that choice, does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, because I've been having this conversation with my artists. I got a team of artists, and we were having a conversation about like different things. We were talking about life. I was talking about self-righteousness. I was like, you know, I was talking about how people are, a lot of people, even since the beginning of time, have been self-righteous. You know what I'm saying? And that's one of the reasons why I believe that Jesus came. This is just my thoughts. You know, this is my truth. So I don't want nobody telling me, like, saying that I'm trying to tell you what, how to think and how to be, how to respond. But just digging a little deeper as far as religiously, how people come self-evolved and thinking and self-centered and thinking that this is the way a church is supposed to be. This is how you're supposed to. Remember back in the day, this is what you're supposed to dress. This is what you're supposed to act. This is what you're supposed to function. If you don't do this, then you're not right. And you're not going to be right with God. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I don't truly believe that's the way. I think we were all made, individually, imperfectly made, imperfectly, perfectly made. You know, that makes sense. Like, you imperfect, but you perfect in God's eyes. Because he already knew that we were going to make some decisions that required those questions that you're talking about. You know, I didn't
mm-hmm.
time it all in, because he already knew you were going to have some questions. He already knew that he had the answers. You know what I'm saying? But you can't get them being in your own way. So it's basically like, I'm a deep thinker. I'm an abstract thinker. So I'm just like thinking outside my box.
That you got to be.
Yeah.
You got to be willing
yeah.
to accept the change, and that changing yourself. Yeah. So.
And to also know it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy,
it's
but it's worth it. But it's worth it, because the way you were doing it before don't work.
It didn't.
You see what I'm saying? But,
no,
but
it didn't.
The fact that you know. Yeah, but the fact that you know how to do it makes you feel like it's worth it. Does that make sense? It's like a double entendre.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because
that's
your free. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, China. I can't say with so much, but yeah, you know what I mean. I can't, man.
Yeah.
You think you know what you're doing because you done it, but yet. Then if you done
yeah.
done it and knew what you were doing, then why you still got to do it? You should be done.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But
yeah. Yeah, but you,
yeah.
It's just like, I think the trickery, and I think the one of the reasons, like, that's why one of my movies, like, as far as learning about God and learning, like, I love Stigmata. I also love Devil's Advocate. I love Devil's Advocate because he tells you, like, you know how people say the devil made me do it? The devil didn't do anything. He didn't make you do it. He provided you with an opportunity. You chose with your free will to make
you
the decision.
You chose to do it. Yeah, them choices
you
that you made. Yeah.
You made the choice to make this decision. So you can't blame it on the devil. But the only thing about it is the devil is, like, God made heaven and hell. So the devil is the punisher. But guess what? He can provide you with a temptation, so he can punish you. It's like, let me go ahead and get you on over here so I can do my duty.
Mm-hmm. Let
you
me
know,
get you $1 million so I can get you strong.
Let me write a poem
I'm
going to
give you
$1 million
so you can get strong out on drugs.
Yeah, so he can do his call of duty with your modern warfare. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, I'm high. I mean, he's just like the game Call of Duty. That's his call of duty, man.
Yep.
And then the crazy part about it, that's going to be your warfare. But in this modern world, that is crazy. Man, y'all got my creative juices flowing. I'm about to spit some pieces.
Oh, man. All right, Tana.
Keep doing what you're doing, man.
Y'all, I agree. So you got other artists and stuff, man. Y'all enjoy the show, man. And I just I just try to share my little stuff, man. And I wish y'all, hey, yo, man, y'all keep calling in. Keep sharing your stuff, man. And what was it? That Black Salamander. I love that track right there. Tell dude,
I can just.
The Black Salamander is me. Boy, I love that track right there, man.
Yeah, man, that's my Virgo twin right there. He off the chain. Oh, yeah. All right, everybody. That was Carlos. I call him DMX of poetry. His voice sounds like DMX. And I appreciate you spitting your knowledge, your wisdom, your understanding. And this is all art, you guys. So, and the art to me, the reason why I love art is because it actually gives you an opportunity to show your individuality instead of blending into the masses, you know, and that's why I love art, and that's why I'm so thankful that God gave me the name Illusions, because this is an illusion. You might think you're seeing one thing, but it's so much bigger than this, because this is so much bigger than me. So hopefully that makes sense. Let's keep it rocking. I got a 919 on the line, 919-738 on the line. What's up, what's up? This is Shauna.
Hey, Miss Shauna.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing great. I appreciate you calling in.
Appreciate you.
Oh, anytime. Mass is calling on the line?
My name's Alan.
Alan?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Do you want to get on the mic tonight and perform?
I'm just listening. My friend told me about the radio station, so I'm just listening to that for now.
Okay, that's great. So if you feel inspired, let me know. Y'all hit me up in my inbox. Please continue to enjoy the show, and we'll keep on. All right.
Awesome.
All right,
thank
everybody.
You.
Anytime. Big shout out to Alan in the building. I like to pay homage, you guys, so because I know you could be doing something totally different. So I thank you every single time, every Tuesday you take time out to come to the Lyrical Cipher. Anytime you come to Illusions Open Mic Night, we don't have a show this month, but anytime you take time to do anything that I'm doing, and I will break down different things I do. I have a habit of forgetting to promote myself, so I'm working on that. Y'all pray my strength in the Lord. But I hope you guys are enjoying the show. I will go ahead and let me do a quick breakdown of what I do so you'll know what we're doing here, why we do what we do, and I'm keep it just keep it funky for you guys. So first and foremost, my government name is Clavette Roberts. My nickname and stage name is China. They call me China Doll, but China or China Doll is cool to me. Or Clavette is cool. I am the founder and CEO of Illusions. Illusions is a performance arts-based business. We have different sister entities, such as what we're on right now, the Lyrical Cipher. The Lyrical Cipher, this is your opportunity to express yourself through the arts. This is your opportunity to share, to connect, to grow, to learn, to support, to network, and to connect, you know, and just go from there. That's what I want to do, and that's what I'm going to do with Illusions. And we also have community events. We have an open mic, which we've had since March 14th of 2009. We just had our ninth anniversary show in March of this year. We do a show once a month at the Arts Council. We've been there 9 years, once a month. We also have our own band. It's called Illusions. And the head of my band is Dave, and we have a booking company called Dave's Fine China, so that's another sister company. We do bookings with bands, and we have a team of artists as well, so we bring those on the road with us. And I'm also on tour. I'm a spoken word artist, motivational speaker, life coach, substance abuse counselor, mother of two. I do a lot of things, but I love what I do, so it's not stressful, you know. Also, we have Truth Hurts, which is a combination. It's a production company. I'm actually in the process, y'all. You know, I got to experience different things to write this play, but I'm a playwright as well, so I'm writing a play called Truth Hurts. And I'm just on the brink of getting there to complete it. Also, we have Truth Hurts. It's clothing line and jewelry line. And so everything that you see is in the arts. And we also have, I'm a certified professional life coach. And the name of my life coaching company, which we do in art healing and art therapy components, it's called Affirmation of Change. And so I think that's just about all that we do. We do a lot, but like I say, it all collectively comes together. And I'm also a substance abuse counselor at Stepping Stones in Wilson, North Carolina. And I think that's just about it. But You know, and we, like I say, we got a show coming up this month. I'm on vacation, which I get a chance to rock out with you guys more. I get a chance to press the reset button, relax, and chill, and actually get a chance to support other venues, because I often don't get a chance to do it. And also, this is around that time that my tour kicks off heavier, so I get a chance to relax before it takes off. You know, I'm pretty steady. And so, I'm trying to think, is there anything else I need to tell you guys? Oh, the next show is June 23rd, and that is at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina. The doors open at 8 o'clock. The show is from 8:30 to 11. It's $10. For open mic talent, it's only $8. That includes your refreshments. You get a rock out with a band. We keep it clean. We keep it positive on this show, and we also keep it clean and keep it positive on at Illusions Open Mic. And also, for anybody who's on my page, I'm trying to make it a habit of posting all the events I'm connected to that I see on Facebook on my page every Tuesday, just to support what you're doing, you know, whether you're here, you're wherever, all over the world, I will support you because, you know, we need to support one another, and I don't have a problem doing that. You know, and giving you a chance to show what you got going on. So we can't support you. So if you have tracks, please send your tracks to lyricalcipherradioshow@gmail.com. So I have your permission to play your track, but just make sure you send me the clean version. Now, mind you, I'm not trying to censor anybody, so I want to put that disclaimer out there. I just know that people have selective hearing, and I don't pray just for diversity because we can have diversity. I pray for a diverse mindset, if that makes sense. So instead of just having diversity, mind you, I want diversity. Don't get me wrong. I love having diversity, and we do have diversity, but I want to have a diverse mindset. Think outside the box. Think outside your box and receive the art that you're receiving. So that's why I do the Lyrical Cipher, because it's always going to be somebody else who has a different form of art. We may or may not agree with everything that we see, but I agree to disagree, you know, and I can do that humbly without trying to force you or my beliefs on you. So mind you, I'm giving you my art form, my thoughts, how I roll, but it does not mean that you have to roll the way I roll. You find your way and what works for you, and I respect that. And I will give to you each one, teach one, as I learn. Like I say, if you can use it, use it. If you can't, keep it pushing. It's good. We're still good all the time. So enough of me talking. We're going to go ahead and go in, and I'm actually going to play one of my pieces. Let's get it.
So this how we vibing tonight, huh? Okay. I could dig that. Just me and you tonight. Okay.
Don't move.
I ain't going to move.
Stay right there. Right there. I just want to look at you. I just want to look at you. The very essence of your structure, your silhouette,
yeah,
simulates the hairs that stand erect on the back of my neck. I'm at a loss for words.
How do you like that?
I don't know where to begin. Pondering whether this is a crush, maybe lust.
You know that.
If this is just a dream, don't wake me. Let me lie here asleep, trapped in his matrix. As the conversation unfolds, our words so dance to the sounds of our rhythm. French kissing our thoughts, saturated with every sentence form.
You know how we do.
My arms began to brag about how he felt. Temptation playing Russian roulette with our emotions, begging them to subside. Closing our eyes.
Closing them.
Slowly.
Yeah.
Backing away. Until the next time we speak.
I feel that, baby.
Hebrews 12:1. That was his response. Eyes kept in the corner like a Gordon Parks photograph, and posed in the midst of his disdain was Carmen Jones. not a tragic mulatto, but an example in his eyes of innocence lost. Hebrews 12:1. I listened to his scripted commentary watching Carmen. No Dorothy Dandridge, but still an actress waiting to be plucked from that corner like a card from the deck. But life had got good at playing hearts. Quick to cast this queen of spades out of his grasp and put responsibility on someone else. She knew her role. Wait for action. Look into car windows for a Belafonte or a Pfeiffer because they would try to put steel bracelets on her wrist and take her away from the only way she knew how to make a living. The only stated relationship she had was with the police. Her arms were like a producer's hard drive. They were full of tracks. It was the reason, the logic. Her arrest record was a double album. She's sampling bedrooms and looping empty orgasms, filling back seats like Pro Tools. Cats just wanted to beat but no substance. No wonder they were one-hit wonders. Her pimp was like Jimmy Iovine. She fell under his spell the minute she entered his scope, making money off over-accented masculinity, shady dealings where the aftermath of her work was only 50 cents. I wondered why she lived this way. Dressed in a gray dress and charcoal boots like she was draped in a storm cloud. Lost her sunshine years ago when daddy's little girl became the object of his devil desires. Ever since she ran away, she's only known blue uniforms and no blue skies. Carmen made that pilgrimage to that corner every day like Mount Sinai. Head up to the heavens asking for redemption. Returning with 10 $100 bills like commandments and the neighborhood watched it happen. No faith in her salvation. No wish for something more. I prayed for a trumpet sound, a voice loud as thunder to instruct her escape. That the next car she got into would be driven by Donnie McClurkin so this saint who fell down could get updated on the possibilities for her tomorrows. This old man sees a falling angel. I see a testimony waiting to be told, a miracle waiting to happen. I know that her breakthrough would be biblical, so I watch her like revival, and I know how she survives. A back that familiar with bed springs, knows how to bounce back strong, stiff. She stands tall, regal. These idol watchers could save you, Carmen, but they would rather assault your character. They would rather use that scripture to ignore the light of promise in your eyes. They are afraid of your burning bush, because that is where men climb to cry to God for release. I think that they have just forgotten their own sins. They need to go back and consult that good book again, because upon this mountain, I believe that God gave this world Carmen to remind it of its fallacy. Baby girl, you are worth more than the price of admission. A blockbuster is not your claim to fame. An Oscar is not your knight in shining armor. You should be awarded an academy instead of a jail cell or a halfway house. I wish that MGM stood for May God Move. I want to animate your prayers and show you how that dream works. I want to let you know that you are not what these critics think of you. That everything that you go through is so much more. It is about preparing you to be special. They only see snapshots of your life, but those pics are not the whole of you. They see a devil in the director's chair, but they don't understand the role that life has scripted for you. So Carmen, I want you to know that no matter what these critics think, these trials and tribulations won't last, and you should never be typecast, Carmen. Oh!
Maybe now I got the flow, cause I know it from the start. Maybe when you broke my heart, that I had to call my name and show you that I'd win.
Your love of mine,
all those times I said that I loved you.
Your love of mine,
yes I tried, yes I tried.
Your love of mine,
even though you knew I'd die for you.
Once again,
return.
bringing to the table.
See, everybody wanna rise to the top these days.
Top these days.
A lot of people might come and try to take your place.
Take your
oh,
place.
You know that
all you gotta do is keep rising,
rising.
Don't look back and
whoa,
keep shining, shining. I had a little trouble, I had a little pain. Now make it rain, make it rain.
Now
make
I'm watching
it rain.
Every nigga watching me close.
Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Chosen vessels much needed. Vision is the root word. See well beyond our peripheral. Sight is placed in psyche by the Most High God. Others may not see when it's erected. They feeling the anointing is gifts. Seeing the spirits of damnation being lifted. Able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries are givers not only in their physical. They give of their dreams to walk upon earth. They run without faint, even when it seems they ran out of steam. The engine keeps coasting on their faith. Motivated to keep on reaching, the Lord's prayer will restore their place, so the captives would be free. See, they could dream dreams also. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. The young will dream dreams while the visionaries pronounce their vision. Insightful, increasing their territory. Homeless, mindful from what their enemy so long had hidden. The Lord said, I give these things my humble visionaries. For the people could realize it's me. Dream on as you're led strong in spirit and truth. Others may run. Doubt when it's scary. Visionaries moving through the darkness with faith and prayer as they tarry. As he helps his visionaries ease the load that we carry. Visionaries to be able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. He or she is not the norm. Visionaries, he or she are not the norm.
Everybody, I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right. What we call her.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl China with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Hope you guys enjoyed that round of Lyrical Cypher. And I'm going to go ahead and open up the open mic lines to Miss Nikki in the building. What's up, Nikki?
Hey.
Okay. This one is called If This World Was Mine, Part 2.
What?
If this... Go ahead. Were you saying something, China?
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. If this world were mine, you would be my king and I your queen. Not a TV show with a love scene or a fairy tale love story, but the real thing. What God put together, no man can break. We are the bomb like red velvet cake. And if this world was mine, we would walk along the sandy beaches, no matter how far or where it reaches. Caring, loving me has never been an issue. If this world was mine, it would be all about you. Apart, we are nothing. Me giving you my heart meant everything. But if this world was mine, I have a ring.
What? Okay, y'all messing me up. So y'all got a collabo piece going on? Okay. Y'all just bamboozled me. I feel like I've been hoodwinked.
Bamboozled?
A bendigo. Yes. I had to put Carlos on line. Wait a minute, Jesus.
Nah, hey, look, China, these are two separate, but they look like they're going together, but I wrote one, she wrote one.
I had to put you on and say that was hot. What's going on here? Wait a minute. Okay. All right.
We'll probably end up doing something together.
That's what's up. Hey,
just something to look forward to.
All right, now y'all better keep doing. Do what you do. I know that's right.
That's
all
right.
Y'all, what is it? Man, all right. Peaches and Ernie, you get it?
Call it James and Tina.
All right.
On to my next poem, or you want me to do it now or later?
Oh, go ahead and handle your business. I'm going to get Carlos off. All right, do you think?
Okay. The next one is called Fire and Desire. Anxious, eager, hot like fire, yet warm, gentle, loving you is my desire. Our eyes met, like together at last, finally free from things of the past. Caressing and kissing me, yes, you have arrived. Falling was easy, that's no surprise. Like a moth to a flame burned by the fire. My heart is yours, can't you feel my desire? I was cold as ice, not caring a bit. Not to blow my own horn, but yes, boo, your girl back in the day, I was the shh. But you came along and sparked my burning fire. I am glad that I'm the one that you desire. Your love is my drug, I can't get no higher. We're no Cookie and Lucius, but let's build an empire. Baby, I'm forever yours, the fire that I desire. That's it.
I'm just speechless on purpose, because I'm like, okay, you already know Fire and Desire. That is my song. I love that song. My God. And you broke that joint down, and I love the fact
I said James and Tina.
I heard you when you said it, but I was like, is she going there? Is she really going there? I ain't know for sure. And I was like, she said James. I was like, she threw me off. But she said James, you ain't say Rick James and Tina Marie.
That's
she said
it.
James,
James
Tina.
And Tina.
Trying to play me.
Had to slide
like,
that in there.
That was smooth, though. You caught me by surprise. He said it was cold as ice long ago, wasn't he?
Okay. He was cold as ice.
Woo. I can't mess with y'all. Man, y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Y'all inspire me, man. I got love collabo pieces. Got,
and you inspire
like,
us. You inspire us.
That's what's up.
That's what that is.
That's what's
you inspire
up.
Us.
Man, anytime, man. Y'all, I was trying to tell you, I got my creative juices flowing. I got some pieces I needed right when I was talking about that the questions. Yeah, I got this Fire and Desire going. We were just singing Fire and Desire over the weekend.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, that's my song now. One thing I can do, my little thing I would say to you guys is, I haven't sung in a really long time, but I can still hit Tina's notes, the high notes.
Uh-oh.
I can still do it. So I'm like, okay.
All
right. That made me feel good by myself. That might be all I can do. Hit the high notes for you.
Say that's all I can do for you.
Yeah, that's all I can do for you. Just let me go. I can hit you with the ooh, you know.
Okay.
And the woo. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
let me stop. But girl, that piece is hot. And just keep doing what you're doing, man. And do you have anything else for us?
No, that's it.
All right. Let me check with Carlos, see if you got anything else. I'm probably about to go ahead and close out. All right, everybody. That was Miss Nikki. Let me check in with Carlos real quick, see what you got for us. You got anything else for us, Carlos?
Fire and desire. My name is James.
I quit. I'm throwing the mic down.
Hey, yo, I ain't doing y'all tonight, man.
Drop the mic.
Hey, China. Hey, look, yo. And
what's up?
When I get back that way, we all going to hit the studio together. You know what I mean? We all going to hit the studio. I'm going to make sure of that. I'll be home on the 5th.
Andy.
So the 5th of June, I'll be home. I'll be home for about a month or so. And I'll make sure we get in there this time. All right?
All right. No problem.
All right.
All right, everybody, that was Carlos in the building. I hope you guys have enjoyed the show tonight. And appreciate the inspiration for the piece questions. And I don't know, it's so true, you know, but I think when you start asking questions, you have to be open to somebody else's answer outside of yourself, you know. And also, I just really believe in my heart, like, peace of mind over everything comes with acceptance. And that's accepting the good, bad, and the ugly, whether we like it or not. You know, there's going to be things that happen. There's going to be good things happen. There's going to be bad things happen. It's all about the choices that you make. So that's, like, what I want to just expound on with you guys, just let you know that life happens. Ish happens, you know. Can't say that on my show, but y'all know what I mean. But it's just all in how you deal with it. Temptation happens. It's all in how you deal with it. Being broke. It's all how you do. Got money. All is how you deal with it. It's just like so many, you know, there's always opposites. Those opposites are going to happen. It just depends on how you deal with it. And if the way you used to deal with it doesn't work, be open to do something different. Learn something new and be open to grow. If you feel like you already know everything, you never grow. And that's I'm going to end it like that. I'm going to say it one more time. If you feel like you already know everything, you will never grow. And I don't know everything, and probably never will, and I don't think I ever will. But moving forward, you guys have a blessed night. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I know I did. Thank you for rocking with me with this raspiness with my voice. I did everything to try to get it back better, but, you know, God got it, and he made it happen. So every Tuesday night, don't forget to call in. It's from 9, you know, we go from 9, and we just rock out whenever, and we go ahead and shut it down. You know, when it would feel like it. But I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I hope you guys enjoy the tracks. I will be adding more tracks up here. I got some more tracks that we're going to be adding for different artists and some more new artists. And like I say, in order for you to send me a track, send them to me to lyricalcypherradioshow@gmail.com. The reason why I asked for that is because I need your permission to play your tracks. I'm not just going to randomly play your tracks. Even if I have your CDs, I have thousands of albums by spoken word artists, singers, rappers, different people I've met on my tour. I'm not going to play their tracks without their permission, because first and foremost, I want to pay homage to you, and second of all, I want your permission to play the tracks. So you giving me permission, I'll keep them in a rotation, and that's one of the reasons why you hear some of the similar artists, because they've given me permission to play their tracks, and that's why we do what we do with that. So also, if you have any friends, family, please tell them about what we do with Illusions. And I did the breakdown earlier. I hope you guys heard it. Spread the word. Let people know. And I'm all about helping people. Helping people, I'm all about support. And if I can't help you, I can help you in another way. I put two hands together, close my eyes, and pray to God for whatever that you need in your life. I might not be able to physically give it to you, but I can pray for you. And I ain't perfect. Won't never be. And I ain't striving for perfection, but I am striving to be better always. Just be a better version of myself. So I do push you to be a better version of yourself. And remember, you are only in competition with the old you. And the war within is your only battle. Because we all got an angel and we all got a devil. And it's a choice you make. You know, and I said it to my artists, I said it to my kids, I said it to myself. Because we do. It's a good side and a bad side. Some people call it the beast, call it whatever you want to call it. But just know we all got choices. And it actually goes with what Nikki was saying about her poem called Choices. Because we do all have choices. And it's just decisions we make. And the only thing about it is also owning what you decide to do. So if you decide to go left, own the fact that you went left. And don't be held hostage because you went left. Just make better decisions. Own it and keep it pushing. So you guys keep it pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, and love you all. And also, don't forget to check out First Amendment Open Mic, June 21st. That's in Goldsboro, North Carolina, The Laughing Owl, 100 North Center Street. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Show's from 8:30 to 10:30. Make sure you check it out. Awesome show, dynamic show. And, again, don't forget Illusions, June 23rd. And you guys, be blessed. Have a good night.